Good morning, 8:45 here on your Wednesday. And every other Wednesday, we get a hold of the folks over at the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, and Sheriff Bob Reynolds with us this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Good morning, Chris. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing
well.
How are you?
Doing good. Now that you brought us some rolls. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, you got to thank my wife.
Me. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Reynolds. That's always good stuff. So we'll return the favor. I have a recipe. The next time you come in, I'll have something ready for you.
Okay.
You can take back with you. You have a special program that's coming up here. Is it November or October?
It's October.
October.
Is Pink Patch month for us. We sell these pink patches. They're $10 a piece. You can pick them up at the sheriff's office. The FOP does this project. They're really active in fighting cancer. And this is, in particular, breast cancer this is for. It helps people pay things that they're having trouble, like their mortgage or other bills, while they're paying for treatment for cancer, which can be very costly.
Mm-hmm. There's some other things you'll be selling too, isn't there?
I think they're going to have some t-shirts, and people really like those too. Those are pretty cool.
You guys are pretty good about your social media, so we always try to keep up and see what's going on there. And that'd be a good place for people to get those shirts, I would imagine.
Yeah, look at the sheriff's or Facebook page. Sergeant Frank, she was promoted to sergeant now. She does a good job with all our social stuff.
Was that recent?
About January.
Oh, gosh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. Sergeant Frank now. Good deal. Well, with that promotion, then that means you need to hire some more people, right?
Yeah, we're really hurting for deputies. We've got three or four openings we need to fill. We have the applications online now. So until September 30th, you can go to www.dodgecountysheriffne.com and get an application.
Good deal.
Don't be afraid to apply. I mean, it's a wide variety of people we want.
Oh, I bet. How many do you need, did you say?
Three or four at least.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just...
It makes it tough. I mean, right now, everybody's still kind of looking around, looking for people, aren't they?
Well, we actually went to 12-hour shifts so we could have the coverage that we want to have. So, but the deputies like that because then they get a shorter work week.
Get a flex day in there. Yeah.
Well, they work 7 days out of 14 they work.
So, okay. Yeah. Also, well, along with that, they have to be out and about because have been seeing a few more thefts in the area, haven't you?
Yeah, especially with new construction, around houses and stuff. Hot items are like copper pipe and wiring and any kind of construction material. It's been kind of bad this summer. So if you can keep an eye on it or have a neighbor watch, we had some stuff up by Scribner too. So
yeah, I was at a couple big. Actually, a couple piles of plywood is pretty expensive stuff.
Yeah. So you can go online. We have the P3 app and then enter Dodge County if you have a tip for us.
Okay.
And we get a lot of tips that really pan out.
Really?
Yeah. And Crime Stoppers, they provide us with a lot of good information, too.
Yeah. I know I just, was it with maybe yesterday, I did finally found Mr. Hooker.
Yeah. Chad Hooker, he was caught in Carter Lake, Iowa. With a stolen car, which, surprise. But yeah, we're happy that that's over because it's been kind of dangerous. He's gotten into a couple pursuits with us and other things that were really dangerous. We don't want the public to get hurt in any of these things, so we're glad that's over with.
So what's the process when someone is captured in another area?
Well, if they're out of state, they have to sign a waiver of extradition to come back into our state. And if they challenge that, I think there's a 30-day process. We get a governor's warrant, and then after 30 days, usually we can go get them.
Okay. All right. Very good. Anything else?
That's all I know, unless you have something you want to talk about.
Well, it is Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So when Wednesday comes, we have our Would You Rather Wednesday questions. So if you would like to participate in that, you can. They're pretty easy questions.
They're not hard.
Okay.
They're sometimes gross, but they're not hard.
No, well, these are actually pretty good today.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather live in a country with a low cost of living but horrible weather, or live in a country with a high cost of living and amazing weather?
Well, I think we already got the weather.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I guess I'd go with the low cost and the bad weather.
I guess I would too.
Yeah, I think so.
Because you've got winter coats or you've got umbrellas, you can
make do. Yeah, I think you'll make it.
A little variety too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather be smart but a total jerk, or really sweet but really dumb?
Guilty. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, that's a tough one there.
I'd rather be really dumb and sweet.
I guess so. I don't like smart.
Yeah, I don't want to be the smarty well, either. I don't want to be really dumb, but yeah. How about in between?
You don't want to be really dumb?
But I sometimes am.
Yeah, well.
Would you rather have a child who's the smartest kid in the world, or a child who's the most popular kid in the world?
Smartest.
Smartest.
Yeah. I believe smartest would be best, yeah. Would you rather have to spend the next 20 years as a student, or spend the next 20 years as an employee?
Students. I would go back to high school in a heartbeat.
Well, I don't know. Employee would be fine with me. I wasn't that great a student.
Yeah, I think I probably would do the employee too, I think. I don't think I want to be a student.
I guess it depends on the age of the student. Are we talking college? Are we talking elementary school?
Could be.
I mean, there were some good years back there in third and fourth grade.
Yeah, where it's nap time in the afternoon.
Yeah, where it's like your biggest deal is your broken crayon.
True.
This is, yeah, what you thought was important back then, you're like, why did I?
Right. Why did I worry about that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that does it. That's you answered them all. Okay. Good job.
Yeah.
I wanted to touch on the seatbelt thing too. I mean, we see a lot of things, and seatbelts make a big difference. And child restraint too is a big issue. You don't want to see it. We've seen too many children on the highway. It's not pretty. So, please do what you can for the seatbelts and the child restraints.
Yeah. With Courtney was just in from Three Rivers. Mm-hmm. They have their recycling event today, where folks can drop off expired or maybe broken seats and child restraint, any of that stuff. So, I imagine you see a little bit of everything when it comes to kids being buckled up.
Yeah, unfortunately. But people can survive a pretty major accident nowadays with airbags, seatbelts, and child restraints. I mean,
that's for sure.
On the plus side, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get anybody who calls in and says, I saw this car, license plate, whatever, their kids are all rolling around the car?
Oh, yeah. So we get a lot of tips like that.
I mean, when you stop at a stoplight and you see three or four kids in the back. Now, when I grew up, we used to lay in the back top.
Right.
But you know better, so you do better.
Well, no, Dad reached over. You stood up in the front seat and Dad reached over to make sure you didn't hit
that
the
dash. Was your seatbelt. That's right.
Yeah.
But since we know better now, and it just always bothers me because it's not the child's fault. They don't know any better. Mm-hmm. So you have to be responsible for them,
A lot of my interaction with children, the first thing they do when they get in my car is they put their seatbelt on nowadays. So I think that's a good sign.
Good sign.
That is a good sign. Yeah. Yeah. Sheriff Bob Reynolds, thank you for stopping in, and thank you for bringing those rolls. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We're going to enjoy them.
Yeah. Yeah. If you need any information, you can always call their office, 402-727-2700.
Yes.